USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway calls the author of last week's anonymous New York Times op-ed a coward. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, Conway says whoever claims there are administration officials working to contain the president should come forward.
Every president deserves to have a leak-free, ridiculous, anonymous op-ed-free type of White House.
And on Fox News Sunday, Vice President Mike Pence reacts to President Obama's speech last week in which she criticized President Trump.
It was very disappointing to see President Obama break with the tradition of former presidents and become so political and roll out the same tired arguments that he and liberals have made over the last 8 years.
Pence says he believes President Obama's criticism will show Republicans in a favorable light. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
There could be a steelworker strike this week. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Union locals voted this past week to give authorization for the first strike since 1986 against Pittsburgh-based U.S. Steel if a new contract can't be reached. The last one ran out on the 1st of September. The union argues workers deserve a better offer, especially with steel profits surging after President Trump's 25% tariffs on steel imports. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Protests in Russia against President Vladimir Putin for his efforts to raise the retirement age in Russia. The protests were called by jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny during Election Sunday for 26 heads of Russia's 85 regions, including Moscow. From 2019, the retirement age for men and women will start being increased gradually. By 2036, it'll have risen from 60 to 65 for men and from 55 to 60 for women. Russian men have a life expectancy of 66, while for women it's 77, according to the World Health Organization. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Three lives have been lost in Texas after floodwaters inundated portions of the state Saturday. John Clements reports.
14 inches of rain fell in Corsicana, Texas since Friday, but the flash floods proved deadly in Fort Worth, claiming three lives. A mother who was operating her car with her two-year-old daughter inside was swept off the road by the wake from passing vehicles and into a culvert along a busy highway. That is where both lost their lives. Police tell us their vehicle filled with water within minutes. Authorities also found the body of a man in his submerged vehicle around 2:30 Saturday afternoon. I'm John Clemens.
It was quite the Friday night for Kaylee Foster, a senior at Ocean Springs High School in Mississippi. First, she was crowned homecoming queen during halftime. Then she kicked the game-winning extra point to beat the George County Rebels. Foster says her teammates were confident she could pull it off.
Jack King, the holder, he like looks at me and he's like, "It's okay, Kaylee, like just kick it like you always do, like it's okay." And the next thing I know, like everyone is like right there.
The extra point gave Ocean Springs a 13-12 overtime win. With the first full weekend of the new NFL season underway, what's the policy about kneeling during the national anthem? There is none. It was nearly a year ago President Trump called on NFL owners to get tough with players who kneel during the anthem. In May, NFL owners' teams would be fined if players took a knee. But following complaints, that policy was put on hold, and now sources tell ESPN no crackdown will be implemented. For this season, there is no